أنتم برفقة إس بي إس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في أستراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على أستراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about time.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care throughout the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Imagine this. You wake up feeling good. You get ready and leave home right on time. You don't want to be late for your friend's surprise birthday party. But when you get to the train station, oh no, the train is delayed. Well, that's me today. I'm stuck and I don't know what to say to my friend. My name is Josipa and today we are talking about time. Are you someone who's always on time? Someone who's used to being punctual? To be punctual means to arrive at the planned time. In Australia, many people see being punctual as a sign of respect or being professional. But in some countries, like Saudi Arabia, India, Fiji or Nigeria, people are not always so strict about time and can be more flexible. Being a bit late isn't always such a big deal. And if something is not such a big deal, it means that it is not so very important. Maybe you're like me. I try to be on time, but I still often end up running late. And if you are running late, it's not you that it's running here, although you might be. But it's the clock that is running. It's just a way of saying that you're not going to be on time. You're running late. However you see time, knowing how to talk about it is really useful. We use time expressions every day to make plans, to explain when things happen, or to say if we are early or late. If you can talk about time clearly, it helps you stay organized and avoid confusion. So, let's listen to Alan and Claire as they try to sort out their plans and learn some handy ways to talk about time along the way. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, Claire. Sorry, something's popped up. I'm running late.
No worries. I'm running behind anyway, so no stress.
Thanks. I thought I was going to be there on the dot, but my train got delayed.
All good. I've lost track of time myself. Honestly, the day has just flown by.
Same here. I should be there in roughly 15 minutes.
Looks like Alan's going to be fashionably late, just like me. If you're fashionably late, it means you arrive a bit late, like guests who are famous, who often arrive a little late because they're so important. I've known Alan for ages, that means for a long time. And yep, he's always been like this. Anyway, he said...
Sorry, something's popped up. I'm running late.
Alan is running late because something's popped up. When something happens unexpectedly, you can say it has popped up. So I'm going to be fashionably late to my friend's birthday today because something's popped up. We often use the word running when we are talking about time. It's like we have the idea of a clock that it's running all the time and we are trying to keep up with it. For example, if you tell someone, I'm running late, It means you won't arrive on time. You can also say, I'm running early, if you will arrive earlier than expected. Do you remember what Claire said? Was she running late or running early? Let's hear her. She said,
I'm running behind anyway, so no stress.
Claire is running behind. That means she hasn't yet finished everything she wanted to do before the meeting. If something isn't ready or you don't think you'll finish it on time, you can say you're running behind. For example, I could now call and say to my friend, don't wait for me, I'm running behind. Let's move on. Alan then said,
I thought I was going to be there on the dot, but my train got delayed.
Alan hoped he would be there on the dot. If you arrive on the dot, it means you are right on time, perfectly punctual. I guess this phrase comes from when the hands on a clock hit the exact spot, the dot. Now we know what popped up for Alan. He's running late because his train was delayed. That means the train is running behind schedule. Train, buses and planes get delayed all the time. It's probably the most common reason people have, or at least give, if they don't arrive on the dot. Back to Claire.
I've lost track of time myself. Honestly, the day's just flown by.
I've lost track of time. To lose track of time is to be so busy or focused on something that we don't realize how much time has passed. It's that feeling when you're deep in work or doing something fun, then you check the time and it's much later than you thought. That's what we mean when we say, I've lost track of time. We often talk about time like it moves. And one common phrase that comes to my mind is time flies. This means time feels like it's going by really quickly. Like when you see a child growing up and think, weren't they just a baby yesterday? Well, that's a perfect moment to say, wow, time flies. All right, let's go back to the dialogue. Time really does fly when you are talking about time.
I should be there in roughly 15 minutes.
Alan says he'll be there in roughly around 15 minutes, meaning close to that time. He could also say he'll be in around 15 minutes, and that would mean the same thing. When you say you'll be somewhere roughly at a certain time, it means you'll be there about that time, but you're not 100% sure. It's the same as saying more or less or in and around that time. Using phrases like around, roughly, or about, it's a great way to promise a time, but give yourself some time to spare if you need it. Because if you say you'll be there exactly at a certain time and then you run late, the other person might be upset because they expect you to be punctual. For example, I told my friends I'll be at the party at roughly midday, so they don't worry if I'm a little late. But the clock is ticking, so let's hurry up and hear that dialogue again. By the way, when someone says the clock is ticking, it's a way to remind themselves or others that time is passing quickly and they need to move faster. So, the clock is ticking, I have a birthday party to go to, so let's hear the dialogue again.
Hi, I'm Adam Liao and I'm excited to share with you my new cookbook, 7 Days of Dinner. Featuring more than 80 recipes from my SBS series, The Cook Up, this collection has the answers for your dinner every night of the week. From meat-free Mondays and taco Tuesdays, to Thursday night pastas and Sunday roasts. Full of simple, affordable and achievable recipes, this book is the perfect companion for every Australian kitchen. 7 Days of Dinner from Hardy Grant Books. On sale now.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Hello.
Hey, Claire. Sorry, something's popped up. I'm running late.
No worries. I'm running behind anyway, so no stress.
Thanks. I thought I was going to be there on the dot, but my train got delayed.
All good. I've lost track of time myself. Honestly, the day has just flown by.
Same here. I should be there in roughly 15 minutes.
In Australia, being on time is usually seen as a sign of respect. People often plan ahead, stick to schedules, and value punctuality. But that's not the case everywhere. My colleague, Remy Ali, was born in Egypt. And I've noticed that our cultures often looked at time very differently. Is time something to follow closely, or is it more flexible? Let's find out. Hi, Remy.
Hi, Isabel. How are you?
In your culture, is being on time very important, or is it more relaxed?
Well, in my culture and in Eastern cultures in general, I feel like time is a bit more relaxed. We look at time as an elastic, like asset.
Elastic?
Yes. So, and I found out, like, when I was looking up, like, few things about, like, different cultures and how they look at time, we have, like, the idea of dealing with time as something that's dynamic. And it can, like, for example, if I give someone a time, like, to meet up, I would say, not exactly like at 12, but I would say, let's meet in the afternoon. So, like, I will not say 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. That's all afternoon. And that does not mean that we do not respect time, but we view time differently.
So being on time is not actually a thing in your culture?
Well, it's a suggestive, I would say.
But have you ever experienced a time clash, a moment when your idea of time didn't match someone else's?
Well, definitely. And there's a lot of, like, situations when you need to be on time exactly. When I would say, like, about the time is suggestive and elastic, I'm talking more about, like, social occasions or when you're meeting with your friends and mates. But, like, for example, if you have an interview, you have to be on time and you can't clash with someone else or wasting someone else's time.
Well, thank you so much for coming on time today for this interview. Have your views of time, have they changed since you started living here in Australia?
Absolutely. Time here is a real asset. And as the saying goes, time is money. And like in Australia, like being on time and punctual is a very, very important value. And basically, you have to treat time with a great respect. Not only your time, but other people's time as well.
That's so true. So if I travel to Egypt and I'm not very punctual, that's okay. I haven't offended anyone.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You will be just fitting right in.
That sounds good. Well, at the end of each episode, we practice some phrases that we learned in the episode. Will you help us?
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to be punctual?
Being punctual means arriving exactly at the planned time.
If you're running late, you are...
If you are running late, you are going to arrive late.
And now let's practice saying some of the phrases we can use when talking about time.
Sorry, something's popped up. I'm running late.
I've lost track of time.
I'll be there in roughly 15 minutes.
I'm running behind.
Press play on our bonus episode for more speaking practice. The full transcript and learning notes can be found on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and I'm wishing a happy birthday to my friend Lana. And to the rest of you, well, thank you for learning English with me today.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.